Desolation, Part 1, Mind of Ice. Gateway Station in orbit of Earth, 2182. The densely packed corporate offices of the Weyland-Yutani Corporation are empty at this hour of what passes for night in the dark of space. Only one office has the light on, where two well-groomed men sit. The first, Clark, sits behind a metal desk, typing at his computer. The other, Butler, flicks a lighter open and closed repeatedly. Clark turns to face his companion across the desk.
Thanks for coming in. I know you keep a strict schedule, Butler.
It's nothing, Clark. Sounds like we got a good one. When did it come in?
Just last night. I've had the tax on scrambling the black box. We've only pulled a bit of navigational data and some recordings. Garbled stuff.
Profitable?
TBD. The black box says it's from the Naruto. So
it's either a bullion or fool's gold.
Well, after what happened with Nostromo and Hadley's Hope...
Fool's gold would be a blessing.
Right.
Anyone else know?
Just the tax. So, nobody.
You're sure?
Scrubbed logs this morning. Oh, so unless I'm being bugged, I think it's just us.
Fucking corp security.
Say hi to the mics, Butler.
Hi, D-bags! Pass the computer over here. Let me take a look.
Hey, best of luck, man.
Shit. Think we can play it?
Well, that's why I called you, didn't I? There's audio, too.
Why the hell didn't you say so?
Surprise, surprise.
Play the thing.
You're the boss. All right. Let's see what we got.
Deep Space, in the core of the USCSS Naruto's mother database, Captain Houston sits, typing to the computer and asking for ship status and a general update. He slowly sips a coffee.
Systemized transmission detected? The hell? Mother, what's this?
Collating. A transmission of possible intelligent origin was detected within 2 light years. Company regulations require the crew to investigate
Shit.
In case of possible profit or potential rescue operation. Failure to comply will result in...
Total forfeiture of shares. Shit.
Later that morning, in the galley of the Naruto.
So that's a scoop. Mother detected something? We have to investigate. Otherwise, no money. Nadler, how long do you estimate it'll take?
2 days tops. Quick jump.
Good.
I don't like this, Houston.
I don't either, Scully, but I like it better than no money.
Shit.
Anything else?
Do we know the source of the transmission?
No. Mother said source unknown, Carlo.
Intelligent?
Unsure.
Brad, this sounds like your department. What the hell's a life form doing all the way out here?
Not sure it is a life form. Sensor echo seems more likely. It's an icy rock. Could be tons of metal down there. Bouncing radio waves around. It could have come from us.
Oh, I'm I'm sure the company would accept that answer.
There is profit in raw metals, right?
The Naruto enters orbit of the unnamed ice moon.
It's negative 30 down there. 70 with wind chill.
Not that cold for an ice ball.
The Naruto sets down in a narrow valley, buttressed against snow-covered mountains. Spectrographs detect large amounts of obsidian on the descent, which is revealed to be in the form of large, inhuman obelisks, each of which stands nearly 10 meters over the top of the vessel itself. Several large, domed buildings dot the valley, each made of the same inhuman black material.
Look at the size of them. What in God's name?
This ain't the work of no god, Brad.
Brad, we got readings on what they are?
Unclear, Cap. The spires are dense, though. The domes we've seen down there, though, are hollow.
Hollow? Man-made?
Unclear.
Alright, take it. Atmosphere?
Not sure what's generating it, but yeah, breathable. Cold is sin, though. Your skill will fall right off after an hour or two.
Cold we can handle. We'll take the suits. Me, you, and Carlisle.
We'll keep the ship warm, Cap.
Scully, try and decode the transmission. See what we're walking into.
I think you're walking into hell, Cap.
Hell's a lot warmer than this.
Must have frozen over.
Narita, do you copy?
Great. Marooned on an ice ball with just the two of you.
Cut the griping.
I think we're on our own, Cap.
Signal's miles underground. We're on the right track.
Nadler, can you try boosting the signal?
Boosting. Well, that's terrifying.
Just feedback on feedback.
How do you know? Look at those things out there. This place isn't human.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, who knows how whatever or whoever made those things communicates. Maybe they don't even have mouths.
What do you see?
This is definitely not natural.
Same stuff as above.
Spectrograph?
Yeah, same as above. It's hollow, too.
Alright, let's keep going. Maybe there's a way inside this thing.
I'm seeing an opening here, boss.
Okay, let's take a look. Find our signal.
What is this stuff?
Looks like resin.
Yeah. It's sticky.
Let's get inside.
Still nothing.
Try again.
Nothing.
Try boosting the signal.
Already done. They must be deep down there.
I don't like it. Keep trying.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Brad, do you copy? Brad? Go after him. Get him back here.
Cap.
Twenty minutes later, Mr. Carlyle searches the alien vessel for signs of Brad. The corridors wind and twist in inhuman, disturbing shapes.
Brad? Brad, you in here? Brad. Brad! Brad, what the hell is this thing? I'm gonna cut it off. I'll get this off you, man. What the hell? What are these? Eggs?
What do you mean there's something on his face?
I don't know. I don't know, Cap. It's a spider snake thing.
I'm coming to you.
It's up this way, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What the hell is this thing?
I don't know.
How is he breathing with that thing on his face?
I don't know!
Gonna get it off of him.
We just have to get him back. We can take him to med lab, scan the thing. Maybe we put him in cryo till we get back.
No way this thing is getting past quarantine.
They can sue me.
We're lost.
No, we're not. See the slant? We're going up. Up is the right way.
Up. Up is good.
Up is good. Come on. Grab him under the arm. We have to take a break.
Cap.
Tell me again.
I don't know, Cap. It was huge. There were these egg things, probably three and a half feet tall.
How the hell did it break his suit mask? This is 2-3 inches of glass.
It is weird. These look like chemical burns, right?
Yeah. Hey, watch your... Carlyle!
I'm okay, Cap. Just a couple feet.
Your mask.
Shit. Gashed my forehead a bit.
Still got Atmo in here. Whew. Still doesn't explain how he's breathing, though.
That's not even the weirdest part, Cap. Look at this shit. These mushrooms.
Don't get too close. No idea what those are.
How are these growing here?
Captain, come in, Houston. You're breaking up.
Logical contaminant. Quarantine. Repeat. We've got a...
Try and boost the signal, Nadler.
Did he say contaminant?
Just boost the signal.
Repeat. We've encountered a biological requesting quarant...
It sounds like he said quarantine protocols.
Sounds like a gold mine to me.
Quiet. There's more.
Rito, this is Houston. We just exited the caves. Can you hear me?
Yes, much clearer now. We've had some difficulties picking you up for some time now. Can you confirm you commanded quarantine measures?
Yes, confirmed. There's something on Brad's face. Some kind of spider creature.
In his suit?
Cut the chatter. Scully, Nadler, get med lab prep. We'll be at the airlock in 15. Full quarantine.
It looks like there was a bit of delay. Timestamp is about 13 hours later.
I don't don't know what the hell to do with him. We tried taking the damn thing off. You saw what happened.
Yeah, I did. Molecular acid. But we need to keep trying. Who knows what it's doing to him?
You want to jettison our oxygen into space? We're lucky it stopped where it did last time. No way.
Then what are we going to do about it?
Like I said, no goddamn idea. Maybe we should just freeze him, take him back. Maybe it'll die in the freezer. Two birds, one stone. Either way, we can't hang out here any longer. We got a timeline.
Captain.
Enough, Scully. And enough with the captain stuff, too.
I'm just worried about what it could be doing to him, Houston.
I know. I am too. But we can't do anything about it.
Captain. Houston, you there?
Go ahead.
You might want to come down to Med Lab.
Something change?
You could say that. Damn thing's gone. It's not on his face anymore.
What? Looks like it's dead. The hell? When's the last time you checked on him?
30 minutes ago, maybe? It was still on his face then.
What about him? He breathing?
Yeah, vitals are all in the green. Whatever that thing was, it kept him alive.
Can we wake him up?
I think so. I don't know if we should, though. He might be in a coma or something.
Maybe we let him sleep it off?
Yeah, I think that's...
Holy shit!
Grab a bucket!
He does look a little green in the gills. Hey, buddy, you need to vomit. Do it here, okay? Not on the nice floor we just mopped.
Brad, you hearing us?
Yes, Cap.
You alright, man?
One hell of a hangover. You got any water?
Do you remember anything?
Ice Ball Planet. Not much after that.
He seems fine, all things considered.
I'll try and run some tests on the thing. That's more his department, but the guy looks like he needs a cold one and some food.
Thanks. Better yet, where's Carlisle? You've been checking on Brad enough. He in the racks?
I haven't seen him.
Me either.
He was supposed to look at the power junction on CDEP. Shouldn't take him this long. Nadler, go find him.
Imagine if we could have gotten that sample back. Think of the potential.
Alright, well, quiet. There's more.
Carlisle! Come on, man, where the hell are you? God damn it, Ty. Carlisle, where are you, man? Ah, there you are. I've been calling, man. Haven't you heard me? Carlisle? You hearing me, man? Jesus, this boat is going. Carlisle, you awake, man?
Huh? Oh, sorry, man. I think I need it knotted off there.
With your eyes open? You always sleep like this?
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry, I'm up. What's going on? Brad okay? Stable?
Oh, he's more than stable. That thing fell off his face, curled up and died like. He's awake now. Doesn't remember a thing.
It's weird.
Yeah, really weird. You hungry? I think we're gonna grab dinner. Maybe hop back in the pods. We'll tell someone about the weird shit down there. Not our job.
Yeah, I could eat.
Shit, you okay, man? You're looking a little pale.
I'm fine. Come on, let's just get back.
Yeah, man, you had us all worried.
Thought you were dead meat.
Thanks. Nice to know I warrant a tear or two. Dead meat is a descriptor.
Well, who said anything about tears?
I knew you were crying, man.
Me? I've never cried in my life.
Look at those puffy eyes. Look at him, Carlisle. He's still crying.
Huh?
You with us, man?
Yeah, just ready to get back to bed, I think.
You gotta have some more coffee, man. It's the only thing on this damn boat that's free.
Even the oxygen isn't free.
But at least the coffee is.
But at least the coffee is.
I'm definitely ready to get back. Think we'll get a bonus for finding that shit?
Bonus? You kidding?
No way. They gotta give us something for finding that stuff. No way that place is man-made. My scientific opinion? That was all aliens. Extraterrestrial shit. That has to be worth something.
No doubt, but not to us, probably.
He's got a point. We should probably get a cut.
Yeah.
You okay, Brad?
Yeah, wrong pipe, I think.
Later that night, in the ship's cryo module.
Not looking forward to the dreams. You?
Ugh, I hate the freezer dreams.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? Why do we still dream when we're in cryo?
Suspended animation. We're not really frozen. Just slowed down. Way, way down.
Captain Houston enters the cryo chambers.
Don't forget to tuck yourselves in. Where's Carlisle?
I think he went to the bathroom.
Good call. Last time I had to pee the whole time I was under. 6 months of holding a piss in.
You got the pills?
Yeah, right here.
Brad hands a bottle of pills to Captain Houston. As he reaches across to hand the bottle over, he suddenly starts coughing, and the bottle falls.
What's happening?
Brad?
What's wrong?
He's choking.
Is there something in his throat?
Shit, sit him down. Get behind him.
Brad's chest explodes in a fiery display of blood and ichor.
Ah!
Nadler, Houston, and Scully stand in awe. A snake-like creature uncoils and bursts through the remnants of Brad's chest, blood spraying everywhere, including over them. It shrieks and runs away.
What is that thing?
Shit, don't let it get away. We've got to find it. That thing fucking killed Brad.
What do you think it is?
I don't care. We just got to find it and stop it out. Nadler, go get the incinerator unit.
Cap.
Where the fuck is Carlisle? You there?
Yeah, go ahead, Cap.
We're going back to Ops. Meet us there.
Sure, Cap. Wait, what the hell?
Everything okay down there?
Not sure. Incinerator unit is gone.
What do you mean it's gone?
Like I said, someone's lifted it from the arms locker. Pistol, too.
God damn it, I told you to put it back after we took it to the station. Last stop.
I did!
Then where the hell is it?
Someone must have grabbed it. You don't think the thing did, do you?
The flamethrower weighs 50 pounds and it weighs one or two. No, I don't think it took it. Look. Just grab whatever's left and get to Ops. We're rigging up a motion tracker. See if we can find the thing.
Yeah, I...
Hey, you okay? Jerry, talk to me.
Is everything all right?
Something happened to Nadler. Come on, let's go.
Captain Houston and Scully make their way into the bowels of the ship in search of Nadler.
Jesus, what is that smell?
Oh my god.
Scully and Houston round the corner to see the horribly burned and charred body of Nadler.
It burned him.
The lights begin to flicker and a familiar figure steps out of the shadows.
He couldn't hear it.
Tyler? What are you doing? This was you?
Why?
He couldn't hear it. Can you hear it?
Hear what?
A monstrous 2-meter-tall creature leaps to the floor. Its skin, blue-black polymerized plastic in appearance. It seems to stare at Scully and Houston from behind its eyeless, domed head, and a hideous barbed tail coils around its spindly legs. Its mouth parts to reveal a secondary mouth at the end of its long tongue, and the razor-sharp teeth appear poised to strike.
My new friend, Ken. Can you?
What the fuck, Carlisle?
We need to turn the ship around. We have to go back. She's asleep, but we have to wake her. She's slept for so long.
What are you talking about?
My friend is hungry.
The beast begins to approach.
I can hear her hunger. I can feel her hunger.
Houston, get the hell away from it!
Carlisle, call it back!
I can hear her. She can't hear me.
The beast leaps at Captain Houston.
Houston!
Rasping at him with its long, taloned arms. It rears back its eyeless, domed head. It opens its mouth. The tongue protrudes. And Captain Houston stands awestruck and afraid. The whites of his eyes betray his fear, and the beast seems intrigued by the fear. It shrieks. The tongue lashes out and brains him. He falls dead instantly.
We have to go back. We have to go back. You know how to pilot the ship, Scully. Take us back.
Scully stares at the body of her friend of many years. The beast gorges itself on his brain matter and his blood. Her eyes turn towards Carlisle, full of rage.
Fuck you!
Do you hear this?
This one is different.
Is it controlling him?
It sounds like there's... a queen.
With some mechanism for controlling potential host, think of how that could be applied.
Yeah, it'd be a blank check from the military. Easy.
Scully races through the ship with one goal in mind. Survival.
Gotta get to the bridge!
A nearby intercom crackles to life.
Scully!
It's okay. I promise it's okay. We just have to go back. We have to wake her up, Scully. She's been sleeping for so long.
Gotta get out of here. Gotta get to the bridge.
Command code authorization required.
Command code Alpha Delta Niner. Authorization, Second Officer Scully.
Command code authorization accepted. Auto-destruct sequence will commence in T-minus 10 minutes.
Should be enough time. Come on! So close!
Scully! Fix this!
I am fixing it, you bastard! Escape pod.
Scully!
Auto-destruct sequence will initiate in 3.
Scully makes her frantic escape, narrowly escaping from the clutches of the creature and Nadler.
This is the final transmission of the USCSS Naruto, first officer reporting. Captain Houston, Nadler, Carlisle, and Bradley Trent are all dead. I had to destroy the ship. Carlisle was crazy. He killed Jerry and let that thing kill Captain Houston. I want to issue a warning, but I can't chance the geometric data being discovered. I've scrambled this escape pod's Nava computer after setting it to a course for home. Hopefully someone picks me up. I can't chance someone finding that
Shit! She scrubbed the damn data. Shit! What's so fucking funny? We just lost her lead.
She scrubbed the pod's computer, but not the Naruto's.
Oh, you're shitting me.
Surprise. There's geometric data, too. LV-145, little ice ball, way out past anchor point. That's where we'll find our gold mine.
LV-145?
In the coming years, Messrs. Clark and Butler of the Weyland-Yutani Special Projects Division would invest significant resources in funding a secret research facility on the world of LV-145. More intel on the facility and ongoing research there will soon be available. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned for parts 2 and 3 of Alien Desolation.